1619 is the year the first Africans are believed to have arrived in America. They were taken from Angola, 350 people stuffed into a ship called the San Juan Batista, destined for a life of slavery in the New World. Two survivors of that journey had a son, William Tucker. USA Today reporter Deborah Barfield Berry set out to track his descendants, which led to a woman called Wanda Tucker and a trip to Angola and a shocking discovery of her own. Deborah Barfield Berry joins me now in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
So this is an extraordinary story, but let's start at the beginning. A woman named Wanda Tucker believes she is descended from those first Africans to be brought to America. You were assigned to this story by chance. First, tell us why this was an important story and what you were trying to find out about the journey of African Americans.
Well, telling the story of 1619 is important. It's 400 years since that ship arrived. So the paper thought it was important to commemorate that moment and to tell our readers a little bit about what happened. And as part of that, there was a family that came to light. And I was assigned to try to tell their story.
You then went to Angola with Wanda. What was she trying to uncover there? How did this journey take place?
Well, we started reporting the Tucker family, obviously, in Hampton. We interviewed a lot of the family members, went to the cemetery. But part of what we felt like was missing was kind of going back a little further, a lot further. Mm. And that would be going back to the motherland. So kind of late in our process, editors said, let's do it. Let's go to Angola. And we asked Wanda. And Wanda said it would be the journey of a lifetime. Mm. She would love to go. But part of it was not so much to be able to prove everything, because we don't know that we can prove. But we know where the ship came from. And it was to go back to the motherland to see if she could trace where she believed her ancestors came from. Walk the walk that they walked. Go to the places where they might have had to be held, or it turned out to be very emotional.
Yeah, talk to me about that. What did she discover?
I think at day one, just getting off was an emotional whoosh, because she realized this is probably where her ancestors took their last steps, you know, the last time they were home.
As free people?
As free people, right. And by that time, they probably were already captured, branded, and held in what they called the slave garden, walked hundreds of miles to the shores, and then put on ships. So I think when we first got there, there was a, I can't even describe, she just broke down.
Turning to you now, you're African American. This was a personal journey for you. Mm-hmm. But it turned out to be a lot more personal than you might have suspected. It led you to more deeply look into your own ancestry. Tell me about that. Why?
I was asked to be a part of the 1619 team. I was actually assigned a different story initially. And then somewhere along the line, while we were having this conference call, and one of my colleagues was talking about the Tucker family, which was her assignment. And I was listening, and I was thinking, my grandmother's name was Tucker. Mm. She keeps talking. They're from Hampton, et cetera. And I was like, Hampton? My grandmother, her people are like from less than an hour away from Hampton.
Wow.
I started laughing, and I said, my people are Tuckers. They're from the area. And my project editor, Kristen, goes, And she said, well, Debbie, you need to take the DNA test. And why don't you trace some of your history and let's see.
And then that became your assignment and you started covering the Tuckers. And then what happened?
So I took it literally before I went to Angola. I took the African ancestry and I took the ancestry test before I left.
And what did that test show?
The first test, ancestry test, showed that I was from the present day Cameroon, which was very close to where we were. Somewhere in there, I was probably near my homeland. Another test we took much later, as I started working on a story about my own family history, somewhere along the line, we said, let's test to see if somehow there really is a relationship.
Between you and the Tuckers, mm-hmm. Wanda
right,
Tucker.
Right. And this test didn't involve me. It had to be a male right. in my line and in Wanda's line. So I drove to Baltimore to my oldest cousin and helped him do African Ancestry's DNA test. And meanwhile, we sent another to Wanda's brother down in Hampton. And then we waited. I'm literally sitting at a Black genealogy conference. Huh. And I get a call from Simone Jones, and she just says, it's a match.
Wow. And what did you feel at that moment?
I don't know what I expected, but I don't know if I was prepared for what she said. I think it was when I got off the phone with her that I felt it. I understood what that DNA test showed. It showed that I'm actually related to a woman I've been writing about.
And then to find that you were part of this story, too, that you might be descended, in fact, from the first Africans to come to this country.
I haven't processed that part. I'm still kind of overwhelmed by just the whole story. They've lived with their belief for decades, generations. I just got to know my great-grandfather's name like a month ago.
Part of the reason that this is so extraordinary, apart from the coincidence, is that there are so few records of African Americans and their history because they weren't deemed worthy of that as enslaved people. And so you saying that you are able now to know who your great-grandparents were is profound.
Even looking through the census records, I felt some kind of sadness that I could only go but so far. Even when I tried to go back further, all I could find was records that said free colored or slaves. There were no names attached to those people. So we weren't even counted. Other than that, it's going to be a lot of oral history. And how many people do we have left to tell us that oral history?
This story that you wrote is just one part of the extensive coverage of on the year of 1619. Right. Where does your story fit into that?
You know, I could say I'm excited about this piece because I think it's a little different than most of the other pieces about 1619. A lot of them were about history, which rightfully so. But I feel particularly excited and proud about this one because it gives you, I would hope it gives readers a sense of how you too can find out where you are in this story, where you are in American story. Because we all have a story. And especially as African Americans, we've contributed much to the making of America. So in some way, whether your great-grandmother was, you know, enslaved in South Carolina, whether your grandfather was a sharecropper, all of them have played a role in what America is today. So if you have time, if you have the passion, then take the time to go find out more about your family.
That's Deborah Barfield Berry. She's a Washington correspondent for USA Today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.